Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. Tonight we're going to talk about wages again. And, you know, as people, the people in the United States have to open up to understanding that business is a byproduct of people and people having money and opening their eyes to their own talents. But wages have been stagnant since really basically 1984. And even before that, we always had this premise that wages were the culprits of everything and low wages. But yet we put out high CEO wages. And that isn't anything bad or good. It's just that we have to start seeing value in our working people. And that is something we've really let down on and let go of, is seeing the value in our working people and how our working people are the assets of the country and of the community, and just as business is. You know, there's no right, wrong, or indifferent here. It's about engaging in everything and moving forward and doing things to get life done. But we're so wrapped up, and it's got to be about business, business, business. Well, business is a main thing, but also so is taking care of the people that work for the businesses. And that's something that we really have to open up to. And wages are the bottom line of the economy. You know, you can look at wages several different ways, but when you understand wages are the bottom line, and everybody that works under the highest wage in that particular industry is actually costing the country money. And, you know, health care and all this stuff all gets called up in this, but we never, ever look at the intrinsic values of everything. And, you know, the thing that we never see anymore is the American worker getting the accolades and the kudos they should, because no, every company is only successful as the workforce is skilled. But we don't look at labor anymore as skilled because we feel anybody can do it. Well, not everybody can do it. To do skilled labor, you got to kind of have, you got to have a sense of value between your hands and your innovation. And the thing is, you can put it all on paper, but that doesn't mean it's going to fly out in the real world. And we really lack premise to do it in the real world because we're relying too much on computers now and never experienced and everything else. We're always hiding from something. But we never understand it's us that make it go forward. It's people that rotate the world. Not a government, not business, nothing. It's people that rotate the world. And that is what we really have to open up to and understand. It is people that do it. And that is something. And that is something that we really have to expand into and grasp, that we have to let go of thinking all we have to do is let businesses be wealthy. Well, the corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars right now, and they're sitting on so much money they don't understand where to spend it. And they're also finding out that the labor in China isn't always as isn't as gravy as they think it is. Some of it's actually starting to come back to this country, because the United States is probably got the most skilled labor, but we've also, as people, we've become slack and mundane in a lot of things. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. I have let myself in some places do that. How have we allowed ourselves to become mundane and slack in a lot of ways and really not kept up as much as we could with the ingenuity and the times? And, you know, the thing is, I really see the world as an entertaining thing. But what is it that's really got you caught up in everything that you don't think you can do and you don't quite grasp that it's your talent and wisdom and innovation that will move the world forward? How are you afraid to use your own stuff to do that? And how are you afraid of yourself? See, we've been taught it's easier to blame than take the walk of fame. Because if we don't do it, we can blame and we can get sympathy. And that's something I'm starting to understand I've done myself. I really don't anymore, because I take 100% responsibility for everything. But, you know, we get caught up in so many ways of doing things that we become inept at doing everything. And how is that you, and how is that me, and how is that the world? And we're really trying to use outdated business technology in the mundane world to move forward. How is that happening in the same way, in the same thing? And we really get caught up in a lot of different things, and we stay stuck right where we are, and we don't move forward. And that is something I know about myself, and I see it happening all the time. As I become stuck and mundane and disallowing the world moving forward. But how is life stopping me from moving forward and doing my own thing and really disallowing everything to happen? But, you know, everything happens for a reason and a purpose of expanding me. I understand that. And that's what all my books are about, my Visionary Vocabulary CD and everything else. It's all about moving the world forward. And this is in the book, My Visionary I Am. And my book, The Visionary I Am, is available on my author's page and freedomofspeech.com and on my website. The Amazon.com website is Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Really allows me to move forward. I am unembarrassedly talented. Infinite spirits, I give thanks for my humility, opening up my civility to experience the wow of life. Wisdom, oxidizing wealth, and decrepts all poverty, encryptions in my heart, all consciousness, soul, spirit, DNA, and every cell in my temple. Blatantly unshackling newborn cleverness unravels the fallacy of poverty, freeing sharp new visions outlawing poverty by kicking poverty into extinction. This expansively expands me into this shiny, innovative paradigm that actually actualizes that poverty is prosperity opening out in to enterprising to Margie, yodeling, I have won my game of life, sanction me to additionally admit to me that I emanate the guts to fearlessly stroll through life, Being unembarrassedly moneyed up unlocks my noble effusive monetary bounty, authorizing rich, regal rich Abergard savant sapience and testifying my nimble galvanizing liveliness, guessing massive opulence and naturally emancipating and energizing dauntless utopia preeminent. See how them words take over the dialogue and they make you feel good and your heart, your eyes, and your mind open at the same time? That's what my writings and poetry have done. But I was on Dr. Joanne White's radio show tonight, and she's a very gift. But something I realized, what's easy for me, I have to start over and get it down there. First thing is you got to understand exactly where you're at in life and where you're going. And really get into the evolution of success, because it's really about stepping forward and being free to walk that game, to be free in the game of life you always want to play. See, when you play the game, you're never embraced in anything. You're always free in every way. But what stops you cold is you. But where in life do you get caught up in trying to say everything and do everything for somebody else? That is something I really witness. We're more likely to do more for others than we do for ourselves, to make ourselves feel good and act like we're really getting something done. In reality, we're sitting down and laying down on ourselves and our own dreams and our own way of life. And that is something that really, really, really opens up when you start playing in a game of life in something all new. So what inside you is really begging to get out, but you're afraid to let it loose because of what other people will think of you and all that. What do you hold in just to make yourself fit into society? And that is something, and that's like wages. And that's like everything else. What do I hold in to fit into society? And that is a really an eye-opening thing. I've had enough fit into society just because it's society. You got to really, really open your eyes to who you are and where you're going. And that's like wages. Wages are the bottom line, but with wages being stagnant, is it time for people to step up and check out and see what their wisdom, innovation, and talent is? And see what they're good with for and what they're good with and how they can move forward and do different things? For me, it's really about stepping up and doing different things and living life and being bold. Am I where I choose to be? No, not even close. It's like it's the beginning, but it's really fun to engage in as we open up to this. And, you know, how do you think wages and the unions actually did nothing but you think? And how do you buy into the society's way and the college-educated way that wages are inflationary but high manager wages isn't? You know, the production of the company is where the wealth is. It's not in the company, and it's not in what everybody else says it is. It's in whatever it is. And it's how life really opens up and plays in a bolder, brighter way for you. So, you know, as a wage earner, what do we get scared of and all that other stuff? you know, we're scared to ask. They might say something. We might say something. Something may happen. But together, who is more? Who's got more people, the hourly workers or the management? You know, it's people coming together to see that it isn't all about business. It's all about us engaging in being a better person and looking at life in a way that really opens life up to be a bolder, brighter situation. How are we afraid to rhyme in time and live the divine and experience the prime time wealth and success that we really are worthy and deserving of having and doing? How are we so afraid of this? We shy away because somebody in society may say something that we don't want to hear or don't want to do or something like that. How do we stay away from all this stuff? Because it may be a little painful for us. Anyway, what happens when we quit trying to fit into society and start really engaging in life? And really start playing in a bolder, brighter way. What happens when we really open up to this and play in a way that life allows us? Because we chose to engage in the inner state. And now I want to read from the book, Please, I Forgive Me, I'm Free. I am a freelancing, dancing, dauntless avant-garde. Relishing prosperity as my card excites my lightning quick wit. Setting free my thunderous truisms to launch my divine white light lance, flashing my bold beam of brilliant, exhilarating modernisms that express success. This unchanged and sustains my lively, astute, novel credence. Expands my cowboy let's go wisdom to energize my state-of-the-art visions. Unrestricting my iron will visionary to vehemently visualize my enterprising endeavors in the moment. That loom creating all my inner doom in my inner innovator. They are now pulverized with my laser wise, causing the cry when they try to spray acidic anarchy in my innermost enterprising earth. Trying to interfere with my innovative ideas is now demoralized, pulverized, and blown to smithereens. Stalwartly sanctions my fearless frontiersman to live my entertainer enlightenment, singing songs of the heart with zestful zinging zeals. I saunter down my walk of fame, flaunting my freelancing soothsayer to say I was challenged by my inner Darth Vader naysayer, as I now see my Darth Vader naysayer was laid to rest with my divine white light lamp. And this is by I Forgive Me, I'm Free, and it's available on my Amazon.com page. And it's Amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. So when you're opening your eyes and looking at your daily life, how do you become going, ugh, this all over again? Well, who's doing it all over again? You are. And, you know, in my life, it's me. And so if you say, I'm doing it all over because I just sit in the same place doing the same thing, wanting different results. So I now understand I'm the definition of insanity. And that's what we're doing in this recession. It's a definition of insanity. Because we're reliving the same, doing the same, thinking the same, without understanding it's us that's allowing it. Everything that's going on in the world, I allow. I am allowing. It has been allowed. You know, it just doesn't it's really starting to open me up. It's the entrepreneurs of the world that will really expand me and let me go, because, yes, I am scared of some things, but I have to engage in the scared to live the sacred, the sacredty of me. Because I now, but you got to be scared to live the sacred. But you don't, is scared such a bad thing? Or is that just we've been taught that's evil, and is fear evil because we've been taught fear is evil? How is fear, my friend, expanding astute revelations and unleashing everything in my sire desires, opening my eyes to my sire desires to live freely in every way? Because life becomes fun when we quit being done in by society's ways and everything we've been taught, because we've been taught lots and lots of stuff, but none of it prosperity. Prosperity is learned, and it's learned by us, and that's all we're learned by. And you know, the more we learn it, the more we stay the same. It isn't a bad thing to learn all this, but it's easier. Now it's our turn to unlearn it and let it go and let us fly and live in the weird world that we choose to live in. How are we totally afraid of life? And how are we afraid to say that high wages are as important to the world as... How are we afraid to say that high wages are as important to the economy as a CEO's high wage? And what happens when we quit playing the game of poverty, the shame of poverty, and open up the game of prosperity? How will that feel? And anyway, what does that feel? How does that open you up and make you feel? See, we've never played in prosperity. Every book tells us poverty. Poverty, suffer. Well, how come we have to suffer? Because a book says it? That ain't happening. You know, that isn't happening. It's up to us to be alive and well and be swell and do what it takes to make a living. And now I want to read out of Fear is My Friend. When I choose to let go of thinking fear is false evidence artfully appearing weed real, I expand throughout and beyond my fears as a feisty and power alert revelation. As I feistily empower alert revelation, unveils newfangled shrewdness, unbinds my sublime mind to daringly grasp forthright emotional audacity, realizing I allow my award-winning wise to abound and astound the world. By verbalizing my fears, I elaborate, collaborate, and fluidize, astute, exulting, reverberating, fortitude, emotionally amplifying, razor-sharp focus, and electrifying astronomical results, fascinating every aspiring notion in my inner landscape. To familiarize, energize, and aggrandize, I forthrightly raise the financial value of my effervescent astuteness, rousting out newfound, new prospering frontiers, entrancing, amazing, riveting panorama, percipient, flashing, enthusiastic, awesome resources, and fabulously exciting, astounding rhapsody in every featured episode of my amazing, rapturous romp through life. I amass regal wealth today and every day because I play on my walk of fame. How does that open you up and make you feel good? And really energize who you are. How does that open you up and really allow everything to be where you choose. But wages, you know, the American people and people around the world, we have to come together and have a conversation with the powers to be and see where we can really open up and live our dreams and be free of where we're at. Because it's the hourly workers, the middle class, lower managers, it's the people that do the everyday, the day to make us go, because we hardly ever see a CEO in the daily life. They live in the penthouse of the office, and we're in the outskirts of the everything, and we're in the mass of getting along. And it's idioms of the management that people have to live and enjoy and have to live through and do everything. But how is it that we're afraid of wages? Until wages come up, life will stay the same. But wages, workers amassing generous emolument. Because we stay the same, the dollar has no buying power. It's up to us people to really step up and make the world fly in a good way. As I open up to this, I really amass the wealth I choose to have and choose to engage, because I am the sage of my life. And as I am the sage, unleashing my superstar astute genuine expansiveness. It's about expanding through life. Quit feeling sorry for ourselves. Pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and say, hey, we're worth all the money you will pay. But here's the thing. Wages are no more inflationary than a CEO's multi-million dollar wage. How many multi-million dollar CEOs have made choices that have ruined countries, companies? You know, we're so business taught, we forget people. And we elect people that forget people. And that is something else that we have to really aggrandize and open up to. Now I'm going to read from The Flow and the Glow. I'm in the flow of the glow of one binds my glorious, lively, omnipotent wisdom to say I won my game of life. Sunrise wise, I'm an avant-garde vanguard and bridle in my infantry entrepreneur because I am selflessly self-assured, enduring my visionary voyage into my lionized land of canonized common sense, given free rein to my astronomical acumen, which sets free my bodacious boldness to ride my mountain-reared bronc, to bust forth into the wild frontier of the forthright candidness with my innerness to understand that I am blessed when I let go of stress. I let go of what I know opens up me up to say I don't know. And I don't know opens the flow of the go. And that's where life is lived, expanded, and energized. My books are available on Amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, author, radio show host. My show is about expanding the world and people's lives. And, you know, that's what this show is about. I promote people, we open people's lives, and we start engaging in where we don't know and where to go. Because where you want to go, you don't know, so you got to open up the flow and the go. So anyway, I want to thank you, and I'll be here Tuesday night with Marie Weichel, and we'll start the month of March. And anyway, good night, and we'll see everybody next week.